Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Miss Fat Cat. She's clearly not Shakespeare, so I had to rework her words. It took me longer to make something coherent out of them instead of just writing something myself. She wants us all to believe that her and her husband getting together and staying together is just something random instead of being somewhat planned and premeditated by her. Here's what she has to say, and I quote, "Sandman, I have no idea what I'm supposed to tell you about my husband. I have no idea why we started dating or why he's still even here. Not from his perspective, anyway. After my car accident, I figured that my scars would be my biggest issue. Turns out I'm extremely picky with men and would lose interest quickly. When other girls would go on about some movie star or boy band, I had no idea who they were and could not bring myself to care. Not for them or popular guys in school, either. I did wonder about my lack of interest. Anyway, I met my hubby on an offline meetup of 30 people. He looked great, and I remember being so surprised, not being put off when he spoke. During those 8 hours, I hardly said anything to him. Just hello. For some reason, I got to sit next to him during the movie that we all got to see as a group. After that, I went home on my own. Next time, I met him by chance. Several months had passed, and I had a boyfriend in between. To be honest, I was quite fed up with the men at the time, and I did not expect him to greet me so warmly. I figured he was trying to impress other girls by being nice to me. I didn't see him for the rest of the day, and then when I bumped into him again at night, he asked me to go for a drink. The next day, we hung out and exchanged phone numbers. At some point, I moved in with him after my car accident settlement. I got a house and asked him to come with me. He did, despite knowing what it's like being with me. The more I got to know hubby, the more I liked him instead of being put off by him. Even now, I'm still learning things about him. He knows that I'm an extrovert by nature. The only reason I need to be an introvert is due to my medical problems. He helps out at home. There are so many things that he does. I think it's quite sexy how he never gets jealous of me interacting with other men. The worst he does is be slightly rude to people, but even that has nice duality about it. I've been told quite often how lucky I am. About a week ago, I had a bad day. My hubby tried helping me. I was close to growling at people and told some guy to shut up while out on errands. I did not want to go home. I was embarrassed and did not want to escalate more than I already had or make my son deal with this. Hubby said that I could go to a hotel if I wanted. I stayed at work because I did not want to deal with people and sat there for many hours. I honestly don't understand why and how he's able to put up with me. My own family of origin can barely deal with me. I know that at some point my luck will run out, and I can't really blame him." Unquote. Well, Miss Fat Cat, thanks for your donation and sharing your personality and personal life story with us. Sounds to me like you have control over your hubby, and that he's there because he's emotionally bonded to you. You say that you don't understand this, and you won't because you're a woman. You also have one anchor baby with him weighing him down, and that he's also heavily bonded to. Probably more so than you because of your various medical conditions, and because he spends more time with the kid. If he thought about leaving, he'd probably worry about your son suffering, so he probably just suffers in silence and stays. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Anyways, now back to Fat Cat pretending like she's an innocent victim while at the very least subconsciously pulling his strings Clown World show. On top of that, Fat Cat, your hubby stays partially even if ever so small because he doesn't have to pay rent, since you literally let him live in a house for free. Odds are you also stand to get a decent sized inheritance one day, so there's that too. In your comments, it sounds like you were trying to prove that you're not shallow, but you come across as being bored by the opposite sex. Almost as if you're trying to prove to everyone listening that you don't target the men that you want by being in their proximity. Do you really think we're all naive enough to believe that you sat in that movie seat next to him at the theater by accident? I learned that with women there are no accidents, especially accidental pregnancies. Then again, maybe sitting down next to him was the odd luck of the draw. Of course, not you intentionally sitting near him so that he might think that you're interested in him. All women do that if they're interested in a guy. He went home alone without you after the movie because maybe he wasn't sure about you. And of course, you didn't expect him to greet you nicely the next time you met because he'd already technically rejected you at the movie theater. Or he was nervous and didn't want to ask you out and risk the feelings that come with that rejection. You also made mention that he doesn't get jealous when you talk to other men. A man not getting jealous of a woman interacting with other guys while out is one of two things. Confident in himself and his sexual marketplace value. Or he's wearing love goggles so thick that he can't even see the possibility of betrayal ever showing up. It's not sexy. It's scary. You also mentioned that he's disagreeable with others, but he's nice to you. Yes, duality where he loves you because you have him on an emotional leash. And you ladies can't seem to get enough of that leash and that duality. You also made mention that you're an extrovert. I find it hilarious when some people are introverts and they live with people like roommates, and yet there are other people like you, ironically, that are extroverts and are forced to live your lives like an introvert because of a high sensitivity to sound. It's like some sort of cosmic gangrel played on us by God. Stuff like that makes me suspect that we're living in a simulation. You also shared the fact that you have a horrible temper from time to time and that you fear how it's going to affect your husband and son. For most of my experience, women with tempers take it out on their immediate family. Sounds to me like that's what you were doing with your family of origin and why they're put off by you and probably fear that if you did the same with your hubby and the baby, then they might change their feelings towards you too. I could be wrong, but that's the vibe I'm getting from you. I don't really know what else to say. I've gone over everything. Let me know via email if I missed something. For the remaining few minutes of this video, I want to discuss a recent review on one of my early videos by Just Pearly Things, called Introduction to MGTOW, that's received almost 1 million views on YouTube, and now she's commenting on it. Remember that it was recently that I received a strike for bullying and harassment for making a video about her and the real Femme Sapien, supposedly taking over the manosphere. I got that strike 4 months after I released the video. I don't know who filed the complaint. Maybe it wasn't her at all. As for Pearly Things, if you're listening, welcome to 2014, which is when that video was released. I find it hilarious how one guy criticized me when I said that most MGTOW guys that had bad experiences were in marriages and relationships and got out of them. He said that made MGTOW look bad. But what he forgets is that that video is now almost 9 years old. And back in the middle of 2014, it was actually true. Unlike today, where many guys were never married to begin with. It's probably clear to everyone by now that for many making content in the manosphere, it's all about money and not passion. In my video back then, I could hear crazy levels of enthusiasm and intellect burning through. The reason my content was so amazing in the beginning was because the dynamics between male and female nature were new to me, and I was super passionate about them. Also, I wanted to come across as serious and wanted my channel to grow. In addition, I made all my content the day of release, so I was super stressed out making the content. That would activate my fight or flight response and send added blood flow to my brain and stress out my body. My subconscious would think I was in a situation where I might die, so it made my brain go into overdrive to figure out how to write the best content possible. It's a life hack, but it has consequences. About 4 years after doing that, I had horrible health pains from chronic stress, where I was basically in fight or flight mode 24 hours a day. I made a massive recovery chilling out recently, but the issue is it's impossible to produce daily content like I did in the first few years unless I'm skirting the edge and under immense pressure to produce each day. Whenever I start something new, I overachieve from where the previous people were. I try to prove my worthiness in any particular space and ride the edge of what's possible, but it affects me with regards to health. I started building Lego buildings and creations recently over the last year, and while I haven't released anything yet, I believe I've already outdone the biggest Lego city builders out there. I think that I've taken things as far as I can with regards to innovation, and that's why I've been chilling out on that a bit. I also can't really relax until I learn as much as I can about something and push it to the very edge. But getting back to that Just Pearly Things video, isn't it amazing when you make something that's relevant almost 9 years after you created it? As of finishing this script, over 300,000 men have heard the video through her. Well, when it comes to female nature, I'm not wrong. But then again, I'm not wrong either. LOL. What say you, Miss Fat Cat? Am I right that there is a good chance that your subconscious is putting your hubby exactly where you want him? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that your husband will probably never get tired of smashing you, and if he does, you've got his metaphorical balls in your purse, thanks to him being in love with you. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that test me thinking that I won't see the subconscious script running in the background of their brains away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.